There are 4 new COVID-19 cases being reported in schools across Simcoe County today. Currently, there are 34 total active COVID-19 cases being reported by local school boards at Simcoe County schools as of 4 p.m. on October 12. One new case is being reported at St. Teresa of Calcutta Catholic School in Bradford, with one classroom closed. This adds to one case and one classroom closure previously reported at the school. One COVID-19 case and 2 classroom closures are being reported at St. Joseph's Catholic High School in Barrie today. There are 2 new cases and 1 new classroom closure being reported at Orchard Park Public School in Orillia, adding to 6 cases and 3 classroom closures previously reported at the school. According to the Simcoe Muskoka Catholic District School Board, there are currently 26 active cases spread across 8 schools, 2 cases at St. Bernadette Catholic School in Barrie, with 2 classroom closures, 4 cases at St. Anne's Catholic School in Penetanguishene, with 2 classrooms closed, 14 cases at St. Marie of the Incarnation Catholic School in Bradford, with 7 classrooms closed, 2 cases at St. Teresa of Calcutta Catholic School in Bradford, with 2 classrooms closed, 1 case and 2 classroom closures at Holy Trinity Catholic High School in Bradford, 1 case at St. Peter's Catholic Secondary School in Barrie, St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Secondary School in Tottenham is reporting 1 case, with 2 classrooms closed, 1 case and 2 classroom closures at St. Joseph's Catholic High School in Barrie. The health unit declared a COVID-19 outbreak at St. Anne's and St. Marie of the Incarnation on October 1, which are both still active. At the Simcoe County District School Board, they are currently reporting 8 active cases spread across 1 school. Orchard Park Public School in Orillia is reporting 8 cases and 4 classroom closures. An outbreak was declared by the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit at Orchard Park Elementary School in Orillia on October 5, and at W.C. Little Elementary School on September 28, and are both still listed as active.